Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hello, friends. It is Monday, August 5th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. You've noticed the new format, no doubt. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which will be providing a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has provided XDS receivers to more than 4,000 stations. Each affiliate that has this receiver will now have the capability to pick up any RBN program. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Boothena Nevlin, and welcome, Boothena.
Hi, Diana. How are you? Happy to be on your show again.
Well, I'm very happy to have you as a guest. This is our third visit together, and you are always full of very interesting information, something that we've not heard in other areas because they have a different perception than you do. You have a perception of someone who has lived in Iraq, who was born there, and who knows what's going on.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Diana, you rarely hear a real Arab voice in the news. So, I know what you mean. I mean, I have been 10 years here in U.S. and I never heard someone who talk about, I mean, the problems and the catastrophe in my country as the way we see it. So,
right.
Thanks for giving me this chance to, clarify a lot of things.
Well, there's always two sides to every story, and we only hear one side here. And, in fact, I believed that one side, certain parts of it, even though I was very skeptical about the things that came from the government. There's also an alternative media, an in-place government-sanctioned media that promotes for instance, the idea that Rumsfeld went to visit Saddam Hussein in order to sell him weapons to use against the Kurds.
Yeah.
And I believe that. And
Diana, you're absolutely, I mean, a lot of those who call themselves progressive or leftist, really when you see what they are talking about, it doesn't represent our views, or they have some kind of views, but it's distorted. So I really don't believe a lot of those leftists or the progressive sides in this country. I mean, they also agree that Saddam was an agent of the CIA or the American government, which is a complete falsehood. That's not true. And in today, I want to concentrate on clarifying something about the era of Saddam Hussein, and I want to also concentrate on what's called the political Islam, especially with the outbreak and escalation of the events in Egypt now. And I want to direct the attention of your audience to the beginning of the what's so called the political Islam, and how the political Islam was used to destroy the Arab Hood and Arab nationalist movement, and break or destroy the Arab homeland in general.
Okay.
So, thank you. I'll start by clarifying something about Saddam. I think everybody heard me when I was, with my all due respect to your guest, that I was completely in contrast when he said that Saddam was an agent and the CIA paid him $10,000 and he went to assassinate Abdul Karim Qasim in 1959, when Abdul Karim Qasim at that time was supported by the communist, or what's called the Communist Party in Iraq at that time, and he went to assassinate. Yes, Saddam Hussein, within the group that went in 1959 to assassinate, it was in October, 7 of October 1959, and he and his some of the Ba'athist within the Ba'athist party, then they went to Shar al-Rashid or Rashid Street, very well-known street, and they fired real bullet on Abdul Karim Qasim, and they tried to assassinate him. They didn't manage to. They killed his driver. One of those who the attackers, Abdul Wahab al-Ghareri, was killed there. There were bunches of high schoolers. I mean, they were in the high school, very patriotic. They saw how Prime Minister Abdul Karim Qasim is destroying our country, massacres everywhere. The Communist Party are killing everywhere. So they tried to stop this massacre. So they tried to assassinate Abdul Karim Qasim. And when they did it nobody helped them. Ba'athist Party was in its beginning. Nobody helped them, but they were having a feeling that they should stop this genocide by Abdul Karim Qasim. So they tried to kill him. They failed. Saddam Hussein, President Saddam, get a bullet in his leg, and he ran away. We know the story that the bullet, when they took him to, they hide an apartment, and his followers took the bullet from his feet with the use of kitchen knife, and then he tried, and then he flee to Syria at that time. And there's even a very famous one of his famous story about him. He swim and cross the Tigris River swimming at that time, and he went to Syria. From Syria, he went to Egypt, which at that time. Hello, Diane?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm just enthralled with what you're saying.
which was at that time under the leadership of Nasser, the big Arab nationalist Jamal Abdel Nasser, and he lived there. So a poor man who crossed the river in that time, nobody was there. Abdul Karim Qasim regime arrested 120 of his relatives, arrested all the relatives of those who did the try to assassinate him. So, I mean, if somebody had $10,000 by the CIA, he would not go through all this hardship, a wounded leg, to cross a river. He doesn't have even enough money to get a boat or something, or get a doctor to fix him. So that's one of the lies I want to rebut about this President Saddam Hussein at that time was very poor. He has money from the CIA. He could have easily gone to the embassy of Britain at that time and hide there. Britain can take him outside of Iraq easily, but I don't think that's the case. He was patriot and he was to stop the genocide that Abdel Karim Qasim was imposing on Iraq. So that's one thing. I mean, really, really, Saddam Hussein has nothing to do with the CIA. And I know the progressive, the so-called progressive people or left or right wing, they are harping on this a lot because they want everybody to say, okay, we.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Bethana Nevlin. And all right, you were talking about Saddam Hussein and his early fight against communism,
yes.
Which kind of reminds me about the fight that was taking place in Germany, right after World War I with communism, with the nationalists against the communists, and I see a parallel.
It's a great parallel, yeah, so... So I was talking about his assassination trap that we all knew about. Saddam Hussein have endured and escaped a lot of assassination attempts on him. And in the 80s, there was a book called Muhawalat Ightial Saddam Hussein, The Assassination Attempt on President Saddam Hussein, which is written by his half-brother, Barzani Tikriti, who was at that time head of the intelligence department in Iraq. Within the period of Barzani Tikriti time, I don't know how many years, but within these years, he exposed in a book that almost 10 assassination attempts had happened within from the 70s till the 80s. We know that the last assassination attempt to kill Saddam Hussein was sponsored by U.S. in 1996. And you can't believe who will have the most important role in this assassination was his own cousin, Dr. Rajit Tikriti. And he was the one who was supposed to inject him with the lethal, because he was the one who used to administer his medicine there. So, and it was exposed, and I think Dr. Rajit Tikriti executed, because that's the law. If you try to kill the president, you will be executed. So what we know of the assassination attempt, 10 exposed by his brother, and one we know at 1996. And most of the threats go back to Iran, Syria, Britain, U.S. So if he was a good agent or he was an agent, they will not pay this great amount of money and let many surrounding country participate to assassinate him. So I think that's this fact enough to rebut all those who want to say that Saddam Hussein was an agent. He never was, and we know that he was executed by U.S. really. So that's one thing, and I really want to settle this thing, because just talking about him being an agent and he turned against us, as if those who talk about that want to okay the massacre that happened in Iraq, or okay the war that took that Bush and America launched on us. So that's a complete lie, being an agent. So that's one thing. Other thing.
So what proof do you have that he wasn't an agent? I would suggest that probably the proof that what he did for the country of Iraq is kind of proof that he was working for the good of the people.
Exactly, and we know that he's a hard worker. I think that one of the books that I give you, the tapes of the Saddam Hussein that came recently, a year or 2 years ago, in which the America examined all the tapes, and they saw how he's work. They call him a workaholic. I mean, we know that at least he used to work 16 hours a day, every day. So he really was a hard worker, was for the people, was with the people. And, easily you can see the difference in Iraq before and after the Ba'athist Revolution. He was a vice president, then president. I mean, we were really, really, I mean, our standard of living, it's parallel to Switzerland. It's very good in everything. So I don't think in any way, and why they want to kill him if he's an agent. So I don't think so.
A lot of you had a very high lifestyle in the first Gulf War, before the first Gulf War,
exactly.
And perhaps the reason that they claim that he is a CIA agent is to discredit him and justify the U.S. attack against Iraq.
Yeah. You remember one thing, Diana, every Arab nationalist, I have heard this lie or this falsehood on every Arab nationalist. The big ones, Nasser, and they try to discredit him in Egypt or outside Egypt by saying he was this and that, he was an agent, and his generals were agents to the CIA. So, I have heard that Muammar al-Qaddafi, who turned Libya into, they call it the Switzerland of Africa. And I heard that when Obama started bombing Libya, I heard the same lie or rumor, or they say that Muammar al-Qaddafi was a Jewish, they say. And I even saw a clip from the Israeli TV. They show a woman, an old woman, and said, she said, yes, I'm his aunt, he's Jewish. That's one thing. I heard the same thing about Houari Boumediene of Algeria, who liberated Algeria from the French. So put it in mind, anybody who's Arab nationalist is going to endure this this lie. This he was our agent and he turned against us.
Right.
One of the silly newspapers, the same thing I read about Saddam Hussein. Well, he might come from Jewish origins. Well, we know. His father, his mother, his dead father, his uncle. I mean, it's just a big lie to discredit the man. That's one thing. Another thing, Diana, I want to talk about is what's called the political Islam. When did it started? Because that's really a very important matter now in Egypt. All this escalation and all this violence going on in Egypt. What we call the political Islam, this trend or this movement started after Sykes Pico, after the dividing the Arab homeland in the Sykes Pico Treaty, which divided the Arab homeland in 21 states. Those colonizing power, France, UK, US, Israel, they know from the beginning that conquering the Arab world will be the hardest thing. They know that the crusade spent hundreds of years, they couldn't do it. So the best thing is to create something within, and they destroy, to make a problem within the Arab community, within the Arab society. So they invented this, they called a political Islam. The Britain was the pioneer in that. They started it in Iraq, but I won't talk about Iraq now. I'm going to talk about Egypt. The first man who started what they call the political Islam, or putting a party on a religious basis, was a man called Hassan al-Banna in 1928. Hassan al-Banna, he was a teacher in one of the countryside of Egypt, I think in the southern part of Egypt, I'm not sure. In 1928, he started something called the Egyptian Brotherhood, in which he was preaching that, okay, we should get purify the religion of Islam and go to the old days of Islam. He called it Salafi, meaning the old days of Islam. So he started preaching on this kind, on these points. Those who are some ignorant, naive people, they believe in him in the beginning. Hassan al-Banna, I think I read that from Clerk al-Ghazali, that his father is a Moroccan Jewish.
Pesena, we do need to take a quick break. Well, actually, it's not as quick. We will be back at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll hear from our sponsors now. Thank you.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back. fast, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Ruthena Nevlin. And while during the break, I ran downstairs and got my book, The CIA in Iran, The 1953 Coup, and the Origins of the U.S.-Iran Divide. And so we really do need to remember all of the things that were going on in the early 50s, particularly, well, in Iran, in Vietnam. The CIA was all over. They'd been created in 1947 from the OSS. They were all over creating chaos and destruction in several parts of the world. So anyway, go ahead, Ruthena.
Musaddiq, the prime minister who came elected in a good election, came to election 1953, came and the first thing he wanted, he was very patriotic, just like Saddam and Nasser. He was patriotic. He's the Iranian prime minister in 1953, I think. And he nationalized the oil. A few weeks after that, the American came and make a coup against him. I mean, the American military, exactly. They took him out from the palace and made this coup against him, and they restored the Shah of Iran. So you see, any nationalist, socialist should be punished by the CIA. I mean, they punished him by a coup or another thing. So the same thing happened with Mossadegh, happened to other Arab nationalists. So, yeah, I was talking about the foundation, the start of the Islamic Brotherhood in Egypt. I said it started in 1928 by a man called Al-Banna, who was the Sheikh Al-Ghazali said his father is a Jewish Moroccan. And he started preaching to get Islam pure. I don't know what's pure he in his mind. So and he considered all the people who doesn't follow his own teaching are infidels or not Muslims. And he started preaching that, and then that time it was the King Farouk, and from that time they start sabotage act or violence act against the army, against the civilians, and against the police officers and the police from that time. Even they were in good terms with King Farouk, but in spite of that, they carried a lot of violent act and murders and assassinations in his time. When President Nasser came to power, they were, I mean, he didn't ban them. Everything was okay. But when they, with their crimes escalating and start to cover a wide areas, he banned them in 1953. Before that, the Brotherhood get a big boost and support from President Eisenhower. He invited them in his White Office. And he talked with the spokesman of the Brotherhood. His name was Saeed Ramadan, who was on the payroll of the CIA. And he invited them there, and he gave Saeed Ramadan a mosque in Munich. They kick the real Muslims and put Saeed Ramadan there and gave him this mosque in Munich. I think there's a writer called Ian Johnson. He wrote about that, a book calls it A Mosque in Munich. And from there, he make this mosque the hotbed or the center to preach terrorist violence and to recruit radicals to send them to the Arab world to do sabotage attack. But the real boost that get to the Brotherhood from the time of Eisenhower. After the sabotage and the violent action in Egypt in the time of President Nasser, he banned them. And a lot of those murderers, he put them in the prison. And the one who, one of the leaders of the movement, his name is Sayyid Qutb. Sayyid Qutb was in charge of assassination attempt against Nasser. And he was tried and executed. So, from that time, the Brotherhood was banned. When Jamal Abdel Nasser era finished, and Anwar Sadat came. You know, Anwar Sadat was an ally to the U.S. and Israel, and under his rule, the peace treaty of Camp David between Israel and Egypt has been established. Sadat, some of people say that he was Ikhwan in his early life, but then he turned against them. Sadat was, in when he was a president, he was suspicious of them. Those who have, and they continue their sabotage act and the violent act, so there are a lot of people who are murderers. I mean, under the law, they should be judged. He put a lot of them in prison. He wasn't in good terms with them, but it seems also that he was under a big pressure to work with them or turn a blind eyes on their rhetoric or on their violent act. So America pressured him before, I mean, a year, I think, or so before his assassination, to get to release all those criminals of Brotherhood, get them out of jails. And a year after that, in 1981, they carried an assassination attempt in which Sadat pays his life. He died in that assassination attempt in 1981. When his vice president, Mr. Mubarak, came, he doesn't like them, but he was under the same pressure. And I remember once when he was, I don't know who asked him, but I think Britain personnel, he was telling them about the Brotherhood, and President Mubarak was very furious, and he said to him, he said to this Britain man, I really forget his name, he said, didn't you know that they killed my predecessor, mean President Sadat, and they are doing this and that in the country, and I don't know why Britain is in love with them, something like that, I'm paraphrasing. And I don't know why Britain give them a lot of mosques and centers. And in Britain, Britain became a hotbed or a big center for those radicals. So it seems to be that he doesn't like them, but he was under pressure to be with them. In his time also, they were doing very good in time, Mubarak time. I mean, they were doing good business. They were in the parliament. The notion that Mubarak was prosecuting them or jailing them, that's also untrue. He was pressured to live with them and give them what they want. So they were doing very good business with all the corrupt officials of Mubarak. Here, Diana, let me get enumerate some of their sabotage act from the time of King Farouk. In 1945, they tried to assassinate Ahmed Maher, Prime Minister of Egypt. 1946, they bomb a theater called Miami Theater in Cairo. In 1947, they bombed a theater and some metropolitan, something like stations, bus stations. In 1948, they tried to assassinate Ahmed al-Khazindar, Judge Ahmed al-Khazindar. In 1948, also, places Shobra and Rod al-Faraj has a lot of bombs and attacks by them. In 1948, they bomb advertisement company they call Al-Sharqi. Of course, with all these bombs, hundreds of people get killed. In 1948, also, they tried to assassinate Mahmoud Fahmi al-Naqrashi. In 1949, they assassinate Hamid Jowda, parliamentary, head of the parliament or the spokesman of the parliament. 1954, they tried to assassinate Jamal Abdel Nasser, the president. In 1977, redo the assassination in 1956. They assassinate a clerk, they call Sheikh Al-Dhahabi, is a religious man. 1981, Sadat, and Sadat paid his life for that. 1973, they attack the Masibiro TV station. Masibiro is the governmental TV station. 1973, they killed 118 soldier and officer in Asyut province. 1982, they assassinate King Yemeni King Yahya and his children. In 1990, assassination of Dr. Rafat Mahjoub, head of the Majlis al-Sha'ab, I mean the parliament. And the assassination and goes on till we reach in 1994, they assassinate attack then the German tourist.
Alrighty. Sorry, we have to interrupt. We will be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. And please continue. And I would also like to hear more about Eisenhower. He's one of the biggest scoundrels in recent history, and he has done more damage and has worked for communism more than just about anybody else that I know, as far as his position in the government.
I believe he's dangerous in his life and he's dangerous in his death, because whatever we heard, the disaster in the political Islams in my country slaughters millions, and in Egypt now it's the promotion. And let me continue, dear Diana.
Yes.
In 1980, they start taking another direction, and that's attacking the tourists. 1992, they kill a British tourist. 1993, a cafe Wadi Nil with some, different nationalities. 1993, they killed two American, French, and Italian, and little girl called Shaima. In 1994, a boat in which a German tourist was killed, they attacked it. And then they attacked the resort, a tourism resort, and killed two German tourists. And a British. In 1996, they killed 18 Japanese tourists. In 1997, they slaughtered 62 different nationality tourists. And this massacre called Al-Aqsar and Hatshepsut massacre. So you know they are violent, they are aggressive, they want to destroy the most important thing, is tourism.
Bufaina, yes. You've listed all of these massacres, these assassinations.
Yes.
For those people who have just joined us, who are they? Who are the people that have done all these assassinations?
The Muslim Brotherhood organization, which was ruling Egypt a year ago and ousted by a big public revolution now. Thus, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Okay, and who is the originator of the Muslim Brotherhood?
It's a man called Hassan al-Banna, 1928, and they have a secret paramilitary apparatus. And it was from the beginning, it was backed by Britain, and from the 50s, completely backed by U.S. And on the top of them is President Eisenhower, General Eisenhower.
Okay.
And you can have his picture with the spokesman of Eisenhower, with the Brotherhood, and a man, son-in-law of Hassan al-Banna. His name is Saeed Ramadan, and he was on the payroll of the CIA. And okay. I'm more than sure that all those who work in the Muslim Brotherhood, and this is on the TVs and the Egyptian TVs everywhere and the press, and all of them are paid by the CIA.
Just let me interject something here, is that quite some time ago that the United States, the USAID, began providing Arab students in the Middle East with textbooks that would radicalize them and make them militant against the West. And this was what they did. And they paid for these textbooks. They created the textbooks right here at the University of Kansas, I believe. And so it corroborates what you are saying.
Yeah. They try to bring those students and fill their brain with hideous hatred against the West and against the Arab who doesn't believe, or the Muslim who doesn't believe in what they believe. And they send them to carry attacks in the Arab land. I mean,
right.
Just
right.
Like,
and sorry. The CIA... the USAID is a front group for the CIA. So
yes.
this is corroborative. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you, I mean, if you go to the mosque of Britain, I mean, US, the same thing. If you go to the mosque, you see all these big, beautiful mosques run by those radicals and paid by the British government. And I told you, even Hosni Mubarak rebuked the British for paying a lot of money for those radicals group, or those radicals clerks. Head of the so-called, the head of Islamic Committee clerks, his name is Al-Qaradawi, he's number one clerks for Brotherhood, was living in Britain, and he has very, very nice picture, hugging, kissing with Tony Blair, his buddy Tony Blair, and Qatar gave him citizenship. So, all in all, it's a cooperation between all those countries who try to harm the Arab land. Let me talk about a little bit of Eisenhower. In front of me, I'll try to go as fast as can because I have a lot of things to say. And Mr. Mohammed Hassanin Haykel, a very, very distinguished, prominent historian in the Arab world. I mean, his name is a big thing in the Arab world. And he is the one who is, I took these documents from him. And he is talking about the document released by the foreign state or state secretary or the CIA about the time of, they call it freedom of information under this act, about the time in the 50s, the time when Nasser was on power in Egypt, Jamal Abdel Nasser, a nationalist patriotic general, and President Eisenhower, President of United States. We start with something called Omega Plan. Omega Plan was, I think, the main one who did, I mean, who promoted or even he founded, is President Eisenhower. Omega Plan stipulate that creating problem between the King of Saudi Arabia, King Saud, and Jamal Abdel Nasser, and prevent any coordination, Arabic coordination, between Jamal Abdel Nasser, between Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia is a very rich country. So any cooperation between those two countries will result in something that will not serve the American and British plan. Within this, Mr. Haykel said that within that time, those American radios that directed to the Middle East, he said the head of the radios, a man, his name Issa Sabah, he said at that time, direction came from us, from the government, that they should direct their attention on creating rift or problems or concentrating on the problems between Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And to make a big fuss about the weapon deal that Nasser agreed or did with USSR, Soviet Union, and that make Nasser look like Aziz infidel, and he's getting exactly said communist infidels weapon. So they use these radios to make this raft. I'll try to give just a glimpse. He said in 30 September 1955, after this weapon transaction has been agreed upon between U.S. and USSR, Dallas, the foreign minister, I believe, in the foreign state of America, called...
Is that John Foster Dulles?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. He said to the Saudi ambassador in U.S. that we are worried that Saudi Arabia will go and buy weapons from USSR. Please meet your king and send him, we warned him, and you can use this language that Abdel Nasser is buying a pagan or infidel weapon from the pagan or infidel communist. And tell him that the king has a special value in our heart in U.S. And tell him you should be afraid of the USSR more than you're afraid of Israel. Just warning him and tell him don't go and buy weapons and try to make him afraid of Nasser. 10 of October, Dallas writes to the American. To the American ambassador, he said,
time is going by very rapidly. We are going to take a break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
John Step.